Hey guys, it's Amber here with your weekly hit entertainment news recap. We hate to kick off this episode with some sad news, but it is important news. Home and Away star Diana Brummer has sadly passed away at the age of 45. In a statement, New South Wales police revealed that they responded to reports of a concerned welfare at a home in Glenhaven on Saturday, July 24, who then subsequently discovered the body of a man inside the home whose death was not believed to be suspicious. Diana played Shane on the popular soap opera during the 1990s. He also appeared in Underbelly, Neighbours and Winners and Losers. He won a Silver Logie for Most Popular Actor in 1995 and 1996. If this news has raised any issues for you or someone you know and you need information or support, please contact Lifeline Australia on 13 11 14 and they're available 24/7. In more positive news, after the confirmation that the 2032 Olympics will officially be heading to Queensland's Brisbane, we have word that there is a petition for Nikki Webster to sing at the opening ceremony, and you bet we are all about it. Nikki was the adorable face of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games, where she hyped us all up for a full Olympic season of sports, followed soon after by the release of her absolute belter, Strawberry Kisses. And it looks like Nikki is keen to do it again after she reposted the petition started by journalist Deborah Knight on her Instagram. Would be incredible to be involved. Would love your support if you could take a second to sign. She captioned the adorable pic of herself from her time on stage in 2000. Either way, we can't wait to see who it will be. If you've been eagerly awaiting news of the next season of Dark and Delectable Lucifer, this next story is for you. Thanks to the star himself, Tom Ellis has given us a glimpse into what we can expect for Lucifer Season 6. He posted the picture leaning on a DeLorean along with the caption, "Good things are coming," and it's giving us some serious Back to the Future vibes. While we were all hoping this could mean another season, after a fan asked whether we could expect a surprise seventh season, showrunner Joe Henderson was quick to reveal, "I can confirm that ain't happening." So you best believe this last season will be one to remember. Just when you thought The Bachelor and Bachelorette was all about finding their one true love, we've discovered just how much they really get paid for a season on the show. According to some leaked rumours courtesy of Perth Now, the next Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton, is expected to pocket a hefty $250,000 for her Batchy gig, which is more than Maddie J pocketed for his stint on The Bachelor, which was $200,000. However, it's not as much as past Bachelorette Sophie Monk, who's said to have been paid $300,000 for her gig. And let's not forget Nick Honeybadger Cummins, where Brooke rose to TV fame, who is rumored to have received a whopping $500,000. A source has since spoken out and said that Brooke will use the attractive sum to help support her family, 6 brothers and 2 sisters. Very sweet, but either way, if the salary rumors are true, let's just say we're in the wrong biz. Now, last and certainly not least, we have an official air date for the next season of The Voice Australia. This season, we have music superstars Keith Urban, Rita Ora, Jessica Mowboy and Guy Sebastian all owning a red chair and taking the role as coach. And this season will be hosted by Sonia Kruger. So whip out your favourite snacks and mark your calendars, people. You can expect this season to hit your screens 7 p.m. Sunday, August 8 on Channel 7 and 7+. Well, there you have it. You're all caught up on the biggest entertainment news stories this week. You can read more about all these stories at hits.com.au. Be sure to follow Hit Entertainment on Instagram and Facebook. And of course, subscribe to the Hit Entertainment News podcast now to never miss the biggest scoops of the week.
To stay across the latest in entertainment, stars, and reality TV, download the Hit app now.